across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
We know the day starts early down on the farm. That's why we bring you the CJ Agribusiness Report during the 5 a.m. hour. News and features from across the Northeast, the latest information from Washington, and right here in CJ Country. So let's get started as Andrew McCray takes us to the American countryside.
Many of us have heard about the discovery of gold at Sutter's Mill that set about the 49ers rush in the mid-1800s. The story behind what happened in that area, and to one town in particular, is this edition of the American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
About 30 miles northeast of Sacramento, you'll find an area that changed much in the middle of the 19th century.
So in the 1840s, this area was just really home to local native tribes. So the Nisenan were the main tribal group in this area, and it was Mexican California also.
Brianna Ryan is the supervising curator at the Placer County Museums Division in Auburn, California. A major event suddenly changed this area and brought people here from other continents.
It was January 1848 that gold was discovered just about 20 miles from here in Coloma. With the gold discovery, that really did change the course of history.
We often hear of the gold discovered at Sutter's Mill. John Sutter actually had a man named John Marshall build a sawmill to supply Sutter's outpost in Sacramento.
James Marshall located at Coloma, which means beautiful in Nisenan. And as he was building his sawmill in the tail race, he looked down and found some nuggets of gold.
Sutter told Marshall to keep the discovery quiet, but a secret that big tends to spread. And soon another man helped make sure the news was heard around the world.
A very smart businessman named Sam Brannan, he was a merchant in Sacramento at the fort, and he got a little vial of gold, and he went straight to San Francisco and walked down the street waving his vial of gold saying, "There's gold on the American River. Come and get it."
And soon people were coming here from points far and wide. So what happened to this town? I'll conclude the story next time as we travel the countryside in Auburn, California. I'm Andrew McCray.
We've got the show rolling, and after a quick break, Tony St. James checks in with Agriculture Today.
Get ready to save big during the Hustler Spring Sales event. From April 15th through May 31st, save up to $350 on Raptor Series and up to $550 on Fast Track Series zero-turn mowers. Built tough and engineered for long-lasting performance, Hustler mowers are made to keep you mowing season after season. Visit Larry Romance & Son in Arcade, Sheridan, or Woodhull and shop the Hustler Spring Sales event today. Offer valid April 15th through May 31st of 2026. Or while supplies last. See dealer for details.
For over 30 years, Eric C. Rains and Sons has sold and serviced a variety of water pumps in our community, including jet pumps, submersible pumps, well pumps, sump pumps, bladder tanks, and more by top brands like Gould's, Red Jacket, and Liberty. They also offer free delivery within 30 miles of Alexander. Call Eric C. Rains and Sons, 591-3056.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
We have more animals coming into the feedlots, fewer of them leaving. And so that is how we end up with the higher inventory on May 1 versus a year ago.
That's USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell. U.S. cattle on feed moving higher in May. Placements up. Fed cattle marketing's slowing sharply. The actual on-feed number, 11.6 million head as of May 1st. That's up 2% from a year earlier. And as far as expectations, pretty much in line. April placements, 1.7 million head. That was up 6% from 2025 and up sharply from what the trade expected. Marketing's the bigger market signal. USDA says April fed cattle marketing's 1.64 million head, down 10% from last year.
That continues the pattern that we've seen through much of the year, where we've seen slower rate of marketings out of feedlots, as well as slower steer and heifer slaughter. But much of that is likely due to the fact that although beef prices have been increasing and seasonally have been higher than a year ago, the price for fed cattle right now has also been increasing, but at a higher rate. Margins for packers are not as strong now.
USDA also releasing their cold storage report on Friday. Meat inventories remain tighter than a year ago, even as freezer supplies increased during the month of April. Total red meat supplies up 4% from March, down 4% from 1 year ago. Beef stocks up slightly, but still 3% below last year. And it really fits the broader cattle market picture, where tight cattle supplies and lower beef production continue to support prices. Pork supplies, they're up 9% from March, but still 4% below a year ago. Pork belly stocks up 15% for the month, 8% lower than last year, and poultry inventories were steady. Now, U.S. red meat production fell in April, but pork output reached a record high, with heavier hogs helping offset a smaller slaughter pace. USDA says commercial red meat production totaling 4.46 billion pounds, down 3% from April, beef production accounting for most of that decline. Farm financial stress is increasing. Kansas City Federal Reserve says deterioration, though, remains gradual and limited across much of ag. Report says low loan delinquency rates, stable farmland values, and modest leverage helping keep the sector from deeper stress. Crop producers remain under pressure after 3 years of narrow profit opportunities, elevated production costs, and low prices, and recent volatility in energy and fertilizer markets adding more uncertainty for this year. While summer grilling season underway, U.S. meat demand still strong, even as consumers face record beef prices and tighter cattle supplies. American Farm Bureau Federation says USDA expects U.S. consumption of beef, pork, and chicken to increase this year. Beef, though, remains the highest price pressure point. Farm Bureau says all fresh beef averaged a record $9.64 per pound last month, while uncooked beef steaks averaged $13.02. Smaller U.S. cattle herd, drought, higher cost, and border-related disruptions to cattle supply continue to limit production. Pork a little more balanced. Pork chop prices up modestly from last year. USDA projects pork production, though, at 27.98 billion pounds. Exports remain important, led by Mexico, Japan, China, and other major buyers. It's Agriculture Today.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-265-5341. 800-265-5341. 800-265-5341. That's 800-265-5341.
We're early in the CJ Agribusiness Report. Just ahead, it's Farm Progress America with Max Armstrong.
Have you ever had questions you wanted to ask a pastor but felt embarrassed to ask them? Questions about taboo issues like your sex life or politics or addiction or drinking, pornography, depression, suicide, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Pastor Mike Novotny, and I've written a book called Taboo that deals with all of these tough topics head on. In my book, you'll learn how God's Word, the Bible, will give you clarity, healing, forgiveness, and hope, even in life's most difficult moments. Email books at pureradio.org to request your free copy today. It's just that simple. Email books at pureradio.org. Learn what God says about all these topics and more by requesting your free copy today.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Helena Agri Enterprises. Never stop innovating. Learn more at helenaagri.com/innovation. For generations, the local sale barn has been more than a place to buy and sell livestock. They're places that drive whole communities, and new research from the University of Nebraska puts some hard numbers behind the impact these auction markets have across rural America. I'll have the details after this. Improve yield without an extra step with QuickShot. QuickShot is a quality fluency agent and full nutrient package in one ultimate planter box treatment. Now entering its third year of commercial availability, QuickShot provides all the benefits of enhanced flowability, improved singulation, and fewer skips, but with a powerful jolt of nourishment. It delivers fast access to nutrition at planting with a unique blend of macro and micronutrients. This improves uptake and vigor during emergence, leading to stronger stand establishment and increased uniformity. In field trials across the Midwest and the South, QuickShot provided an average 7 bushel per acre advantage in corn and a 30 pound per acre increase in cotton compared to the grower's standard fluency agent. Go with QuickShot to help your seed reach its full yield potential this season. Contact your local Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information about QuickShot. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use. A few times a week in small towns across rural America, the local streets fill with trucks and livestock trailers as farmers bring stock to their favorite sale barns. How much of an impact can one barn have in a community or in a state? Well, researchers at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln spent time last fall visiting 4 livestock sale barns across their state. They stopped in Bassett, North Platte, Ogallala, and Palmyra, talking to producers, buyers, and sale barn workers about what keeps these markets functioning. 60% of the study participants said socializing was the reason they attended livestock auctions. 63% said they've made new friends as a result. Those aren't trivial numbers in an industry where rural isolation is a real and growing concern. The researchers identified 3 core themes running through the sale barn experience. First, sale barns strengthen the culture of a place. Each location develops its own identity shaped by generations of families and the rhythms of the land around it. Second, those social connections actively enhance personal well-being. Producers told researchers that simply being around people facing the same challenges can make a difference. Third, sale barns build knowledge and trust. The conversations that happen at the lunch counter and in the sale ring represent an informal but powerful transfer of knowledge between buyers and sellers. But that impact doesn't stop at the barn door. The UNL research found that sale barn impacts ripple outward into the broader local economy. Producers stopping in for a sale also visit the local farm store, stop off at the bank, and fill up at the gas station. Survey participants who had experienced a sale barn closure reported losing not just a marketplace, but restaurants, retail businesses, and what one producer called the community's identity. I'll have more when we come back.
Today's ag producers are more focused than ever on the things that truly matter, and so are we. Farm Credit East is committed to evolving alongside Northeast agriculture, meeting the credit and financial needs of Northeast farming, forestry, fishing, and agribusinesses with a people-first perspective. Visit farmcrediteast.com to learn how. Farm Credit East, made in agriculture.
The Livestock Auction Market Impact Study from the University of Nebraska shows how these barns aren't just infrastructure in the brick-and-mortar sense. They provide a social infrastructure as well, with benefits that spread to not just their local communities, but much of rural America.
That's Farm Progress America. Brought to you today by Helena Agri Enterprises. Learn more at helenaagri.com/innovation. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The guys will be back with another report tomorrow. When the CJ Agribusiness Report returns, it's On the Farm with Jeff Ishii. Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
Farming and maintaining your property is a year-round job, and it's easier with the right equipment and support from Java Farm Supply. From feeding livestock in the field to keeping things running in the shop, Java Farm Supply has everything you need to stay productive. They offer genuine AgCo parts and certified service expertise you can count on, because the work never stops, and neither do they. Visit Java Farm Supply in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. Java Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AgCo parts and service.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Thinking about buying a home in the country? Maybe you want to remodel your existing home. Give Farm Credit a call. We've financed rural America for over 100 years. You'll find our personal service and knowledgeable loan officers a refreshing change. So talk to the experts in rural finance. We're just down the road, even if it's a dirt road. Visit us at farmcreditofvirginias.com or call us today, 800-919-FARM. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Looking at farm news around the eastern United States, the states of Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Virginia are reporting an interruption in crop planting due to wet weather over the past several days. Portions of the Mid-Atlantic region are in a severe drought, so this wet spell is welcomed by most farmers. New York continues to seek nominations for the Dairy Promotion Order Advisory Board. That board oversees more than $16 million in producer-funded marketing and education investments each year. And some farms in Georgia have seen rain recently, but it's been highly uneven across the Peach State. As of May 25th, there's been light to moderate rain in the northeastern corner and spotty showers in the central counties.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
But America, can you find such mountains, such forest and trees? And the wonder of it all is it's all connected in a web of life. For the good of the earth and for the good in ourselves, plant trees. For your free conservation trees booklet, write the National Arbor Day Foundation, Nebraska City, Nebraska. We help people plant and care for trees.
Your land is your legacy. But keeping it healthy and thriving means caring for it now and in the future. The Family Forest Carbon Program can help you do right by your land with guaranteed income, help developing a forest management plan, and advice from experts. If you own 30 acres or more of forest land, you may be eligible to enroll in the Family Forest Carbon Program. Visit familyforestcarbon.org and enroll today.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Today, we send out a big old salute to two of our affiliated radio stations, the first being in Boone, North Carolina, FM 105.9, and the second station being in Blacksburg, Virginia, AM 890, both stations affiliated with the Joy FM radio network. Our pearl of wisdom today tells us that you'll get the best out of others when you give the best of yourself. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
Are you a dementia caregiver? Perhaps you care for your spouse, family member, or friend. Whoever it is, being a dementia caregiver can build relationships and test them. I'm Bill, and I want to thank you for the care you have provided. I've faced similar situations, so I'm speaking on behalf of the Dementia Society of America, a nonprofit organization. Request our free guide filled with tips on care, planning, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
You are listening to the CJ Agribusiness Report. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is making news again. Let's get an update.
Cabinet and congressional members recently gathered at USDA headquarters to provide updates on efforts to expand domestic fertilizer production, short-term and long. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins starts with...
The Blue Point project in Louisiana. Within 45 days, we should see permitting wrapped up on this project to build a $3.7 billion ammonia plant, which, when opened, will become the world's largest ammonia plant.
Then there is the resumption of USDA's fertilizer production expansion program, expediting projects previously stalled by regulations.
I think that this is a really important long-term step, but we're taking these steps immediately to get to the goal of reshoring all fertilizer to our country.
Examples of projects under FPEP include...
We'll be assisting the higher impact awardees with project completion. For example, an $80 million investment in Washington State under this program that was stalled was projected to produce 700,000 tons annually of hydrogen ammonia fertilizer that will support over 200 jobs. We expect construction to begin this year.
And as for small-scale fertilizer projects within FPEP.
The small ones are important too as we talk about deconsolidating and deregulating and having smaller alongside larger. A $3.9 million project in Iowa will host a ribbon cutting this summer, specifically to work to expand domestic organic fertilizer production capacity through large-scale composting and nutrient processing.
A future action now under congressional consideration, a USDA input economist that would lead a team in department efforts in fertilizer market transparency. Then there is the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, speeding up permitting of infrastructure projects necessary for increased domestic fertilizer production. As War Department Assistant Secretary Adam Tell explains,
we've used the Energy Executive Order to permit more than 1,000 energy-related facilities. We are taking that same effort and applying it now to fertilizer,
including Louisiana's Blue Point Complex.
This facility happens to be located on the Mississippi River, and there's a reason for that, and that's because the inland waterway system that we build and maintain enables the inputs for farmers all across America in the heartland to go into the system and then to have their products flow throughout the country into the world. And so we're going to continue a pace at that through building infrastructure.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We're going to take a quick break. Then it's back with Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now on the CJ Agribusiness Report.
If you operate heavy equipment for a living, you know downtime means you're not making money. That's when successful operators turn to Caledonia Diesel. Their team of techs has what it takes to keep your trucks, construction, or farm equipment on the job. Their 22 bays are fully equipped to handle everything from repairing or rebuilding engines, drivetrains, or suspensions. They can even do paint and body work, along with a huge in-stock parts department. Check it out online, CaledoniaDiesel.com, or stop in Simpson Road in Caledonia.
All aboard! Ride the rails of yesteryear on New York State's only operating steam engine at the Arkadin Attica Railroad, Saturday and Sunday. Click ArkadinAticaRR.com to check out their special event trains, including their passenger and cycle tour Saturday, June 5th. Call 492-3100 to reserve your seats today for the Arkadin Attica Railroad. Welcome aboard the train to yesterday.
Don't act like that. Don't wear that. Don't think that. I've heard everything you tell yourself every time you felt different, and I want you to know that you can be vulnerable and powerful, that taking care of your mind is taking care of everyone you love and who loves you. Love your mind. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
I always had to be so good no one could ignore me. Carve my path with data and drive. But some people only see who I am on paper. The paper ceiling, the limitations from degree screens to stereotypes that are holding back over 70 million stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time for skills to speak for themselves. Find resources for breaking through barriers at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media, your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome once again to Inside Dairy. This Sunday, the 110th running of the Indianapolis 500 will take place. One of the cool things is dairy farmers get to help take center stage at the Indy 500. Ashley Stockwell is an Indiana dairy farmer who will be doing the milk presentation this year.
And our farm is located in Hudson, Indiana. We're Stockwell Farm, so we're a third-generation dairy farm. You know, I grew up as a fifth-generation row crop farmer. It wasn't until the last 17 years that I actually, or 17 years ago, I entered into the third-generation dairy farm when I married my husband. And so it's been a really big deal to embrace myself in dairy. I've always been in agriculture, but now being able to embrace myself in dairy and the farm and raise our kids on the farm has been a blessing for us. Just being able to show them what it means to grow up on a farm, the work ethic, right? We know cows don't take a day off. It's 24/7 for us. And just seeing how much they embrace the life that, you know, like we've grown to love is something that I'm passionate about. As an Indiana native, I've always known about the race. I've always known the Indy 500 was a really big deal. I've always known that winners drink milk. But it wasn't until probably the last 10 years that I actually fully understood that, hey, that's an Indiana dairy farmer presenting the milk, once I kind of dug into this more and, you know, how can I do this someday? And so to be able to be the farmer representing nearly 700 Indiana dairy farm families is really humbling, especially as Brooke said, it's the year of the female farmer. I don't think when I was selected, anybody knew that this was in our future.
We'll have more Inside Dairy coming up right after this.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back now to Inside Dairy. Jenny Browning is a CEO of the American Dairy Association Indiana. She talks more about the Indy 500.
Back, so 1936 is when the tradition started, like Brooke said. At first, it was just a race employee that would give the bottle of milk to the winning driver. And then over time, about the early 2000s is when we started doing the dairy farmer duo. So we have the veteran and then the rookie dairy farmer who is selected by their peers that give that bottle of milk. And over time, that has become such a huge part of the race. So again, part of what makes the Indy 500 so special is that they hold these traditions very near and dear, and it's over Memorial Day weekend, so that's probably some of it as well. And the race community really supports those traditions. So if anything, they love the milk. They love the dairy farmer so much. So you can see it on race weekend where they're asking for pictures with the dairy farmer, or can I just have a picture with the milk? And I've autographed from the dairy farmers. So they really elevate agriculture, and when ever needed, they also come to agriculture's defense. So that's something that the community and the race fans protect, as well as the motor speedway. A story of how the dairy farmer has become. So we've really changed the conversation about the drink of milk and to dairy farming. So when COVID hit, it was 2020, they had the race in August, and not very many people could even attend. It was just really about the race. But the dairy farmer who was presenting at the time, Jill Huyen, was able to go, and she was able to post pictures because she was part of the track and she was part of the tradition and Indy 500.
And that's another edition of Inside Dairy.
News and information for the men and women that produce the food that feeds America. Up next, it's today's Farm to Fork Report with Daryl Anderson. In just a moment.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Pike Hardware is under new ownership, still family-owned. A gold-level steel repair shop and certified dealer with hydraulic hose repair, fasteners, plumbing, V-belts, bearings, cables, and chains. Same hometown feel, Pike Hardware.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Part 2 on bringing electrical power to rural Americans. Next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Electricity on farms was a rarity until the Rural Electrification Act was created in 1936. At the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Utilities Service, Assistant Administrator Christopher McLean adds some context.
It was the time of the Great Depression, the Dust Bowl. It was an extraordinarily difficult time to be able to eke out a living in rural communities when you did not have all of the modern conveniences of electricity.
According to McLean, USDA paved the way to bring power to the countryside.
We could leverage the need to create jobs throughout the American economy and the need to bring electric services to rural areas through a program that made loans available to rural communities, and the Rural Electrification Administration. They went out around the country to tell farm families about electricity and about the ability to form rural electric cooperatives, which are consumer-owned businesses that make it possible for communities to take charge of their own destiny.
The Rural Utility Service continues investing today in improvements for not only electrical power, but also waste management, telecommunication, and broadband services. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Everyone needs to take care of their mental health, even running back Bijan Robinson.
When I'm on the field and feeling the pressure, I usually just take a deep breath. When I'm just breathing and seeing what's in front of me, everything just slows down. It just makes me feel great before I run the play.
Just like Bijan, we all need a strong mental game on and off the field. Make a game plan for your mental health at loveyourmindplaybook.org.
Love your mind.
Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Foundation, the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, and the Ad Council.
CJ Country presents the CJ Country Record, a free and 100% local bulletin. June is Dairy Month, and you'll read about how Rhinecrest Farms in Corfu and Milk for Health do their part to support dairy farmers. Plus, Terry Clifford's Studio Diaries and Jimmy Jam's Jam Session highlights ACM Album of the Year nominee Carter Faith. The CJ Country Record, free in print and digital. Pick it up today at places like
Alabama Holly Farm in Basem and Alexander Country Deli in Alexander.
A check of the forecast is coming up next. Then Tony St. James brings us information on the American Cattle Report and market close prices.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer-owned by 260 family dairy farms, producing top-quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. For today, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 77. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 50. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 64. Currently in Warsaw, it's 60.
American Cattle News. Can we ever rebuild our herd to the glory days? More after this.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Don Close is a senior protein analyst with Terrain, says even with high prices, haven't seen demand destruction yet.
We haven't. I think there's reasons if you look at the pace that retail prices were accelerating in 2025. And, you know, have we flattened some? Have we slowed down some? The rate of ascent, yes. But have we rolled it over to a point that, say, demand has diminished? I don't believe we're there.
When we start rebuilding the herd, what will it look like?
I don't know that I would want to categorize it as a new normal, but that's precisely what we've done. If you go back to the all-time peak in U.S. cattle numbers there in the 1974-75 area, every time we have gone through a liquidating phase in the market, once we start the rebuild, we never got back to where we were at the previous high on cattle numbers. At the very same time, if you look at the U.S. beef production over that same 50-60 year window, we continue to produce more beef with a smaller number of animals. We've done that with technology. We've done that with better feeding practices. But specifically, we've done it with genetics, is as the cattle have continued to get bigger, the total pounds of beef from that animal has been enough to compensate the decline we've seen in that head count. And that's going to be, I would have every expectation that will be the same going forward.
That's Don Close with Terrain, American Cattle News.
Nicer weather means it's time to get growing. That's why Burt's Lumber & Perry has loaded up the greenhouse. Step inside to discover a nice selection of beautiful hanging baskets, potted geraniums, flats of flowers, veggie starter plants, and seeds, and more. Dress up your landscaping with bags of mulch, decorative stone, Miracle-Gro planting and potting soils, and for a green and healthy lawn, Burt's features Scott's Weed and Feed and lawn care products, lawn and garden tools, hoses, and a whole lot more. Stop by soon. Burt's Lumber & Perry, open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
Ferris knows a thing or two about suspension. They were the first to put independent front and rear suspension on a mower, and now they have 40 patents under their belt. The Ferris suspension can make all the difference. A smooth, comfortable ride means feeling good when the job is done. A premium cut quality means feeling pride in a great-looking lawn. And the feeling of the Ferris industry-leading 10-year warranty covering suspension, related parts, and labor, that feeling is peace of mind. Visit Kelly's Garage on Route 246 in Perry today to set up a test drive and feel that Ferris difference. Feels like a job well done. Feels like a Ferris.
Real talent is defined by what people can do, not where they learn to do it. So by stopping at the education section of a resume, you might throw away the perfect hire. SkillsFirst Hiring helps you see talent others miss, like more than 70 million stars, skilled through alternative routes. Let their story unfold and gain a competitive advantage, because hiring managers who start with skills are 60% more likely to find a successful hire. Hire skills first. Learn why at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You served behind the desk.
You served in combat.
You did 4 years and got out.
You were drafted.
You gave 20 years.
You gave exactly what your country needed.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran, and you deserve support.
If you're struggling with life after service, don't wait. Reach out.
Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Time to take a look at how the markets closed on Tuesday. Corn was lower, with July off 5 3/4, 457.5. September down 5.5 at 464.25. Dece off 4.5 to 482. July beans were down 10.5 to 1186. August down 10 to 1185. And November down 7.5 to 1180.25. In Chicago, July wheat was down 10 3/4 at 635.5. September down 11 to 648.25. Minneapolis spring July was up 2 1/4, 691 3/4, and September up 4 at 714 1/4. The hard red winter July down 5 3/4, 676 1/4, and September down 5 1/4, 688. Cotton futures were mixed. July off 5 points at 77.37. December up 46 to 79.79. March up 49 to 80.68. Back in Chicago, June live cattle down 107.5 to 248.22.5. August down 45 to 239.15. And October up 22.5 at 230.95. August feeders were down 40 at 349.45. September up 12.5 to 347.02.5. And October up 27.5 to 343.90. June lean hogs were up 37.5 at 96.12.5. July was down 27.5 to 112.5. And August down 102.5 to 99.05. Class 3 milk June was down up 3 to 1663, July up 11 to 1672. Crude oil ended 41 cents lower at 93.48 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial down 118, 54.61. The NASDAQ was up 312 to 26.656. The S&P up 45 to 75.19.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Michael Gerge from Student Loan Advisor.
I think the biggest thing to remember when it comes down to student loans and student loan forgiveness is that you have to be very, very vigilant, because it really can be one of the biggest empowering choices of your life to go out and get this degree inside of the veterinary field, or it can be a tremendous roadblock if it's not managed properly. So we really try and encourage that as the overarching theme and the top line piece of advice that we give to folks.
There's more valuable information on AVMA.org.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.